We're going to learn Daf Vav Amud Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. We left off on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the two dots at the bottom. So the Gemara is going to discuss being Mavir from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim through a Makom Ptur. Ten Rabbanan, Amotzi Mechanos Lepatir Derech Stov Chayiv Uben Azay Poter. So you take something from a Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim through a Makom Ptur. So the Tanakhama says you Chayiv Ukom Chatos because you didn't stand to rest in between. So you were okay the object in Rishus Yachid, you did the Hanoch in Rishus HaRabin, and the fact that you went through Makom Ptur is irrelevant. But Ben Azay says you're part of Chatos, and we'll have to explain why. So it says Gemara Bishlam Ben Azay Kasav Mahalich Komidavi. I understand Ben Azay must hold that as you're walking, each step you take is as if you have stopped. So it's as if you took something from the Rishus Yachid to the Makom Ptur, which you're not chayiv for, and then from the Makom Ptur to the Rishus Rabin, which you're right, you're not chayiv for. El Rabban and Mihi Nami Dekasavi Lavko Omidavi Mahalich Lavko Omidavi Heichash Kachinik. I understand very well that the Rabbanan are going to hold that Mahalich is not considered like your Omeid by each and every step that you take, and you pass the object from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin without resting at all, but it's still difficult. Where do we find that someone who carries from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin in such a way through another Rishus is going to be Chayiv? Maybe the Torah is only Mechayiv from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin directly, meaning it's still a Chiddush beyond what the basic halacha in the Torah is to say that you're Chayiv when you carry from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin through another Rishus. We don't seem to have that in the Mishkan, and therefore, regardless of what you hold about Mahalich Komet or Mahalich Rav Komet, you need a source to tell me that you're Chayiv for something like that. So Amar of Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Midi Dahava Amavir Chayfetz Rishus Rabin. We learn this Chayiv from someone carrying an object for Amos in Rishus Rabin. Hasam Lav Afagav Dekamad Nakadai Va'azil Pater, even though as long as he's still walking with it beyond four Amos, he's Pater, but Kimanach Lechayiv, when he puts it down, he's going to be Chayiv. Sachinami Loshnas over here also, from one Rishus to another Rishus, Derech Makom Ptur, it's going to be no different, he's going to be chayiv. So it's Gemara, how do you compare those two things? Mi dami, hasam kol hecha demanach le, makum chayiv hu. You know, when you're carrying something more than four amos in Rishus Rabin, so wherever you stop, you're going to be chayiv, because that's more than four amos from where you started. But hacha, im manach le bestav, makum ptur hu. But over here, if you were to stop in the intermediate Rishus, in the intervening Rishus, it's a Makom Ptur, you would be Pater if you were to stop there. So Gemara brings another Raya. Ella mida tahava amavir chefetz mitchilas arba l'sof arba. No, we really learn it from carrying an object in the Rishus Rabin from exactly four amos. Hasam lav avagav di manachle b'toch arba amos Pater ki manachle b'sof arba amos chayiv hachanam lo shna. Just like when you carry something exactly four amos. Had you stopped a step earlier, you would have been potter, but yet, because you went all the way, you're going to be chayiv. So over here also, had you stopped in the Makom Ptur, you would be potter, but since you go all the way, you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, it's still not a good comparison. Mi dami, hasam legabe dahay gavr Makom Ptur hu, lukuli alma Makom Chiyuv hu. You know, when it comes to carrying four amos in Shushan, yes, had you stopped a step earlier within four amos, you'd be potter, but it's still Rishus Rabin Da'oraisa. But Hacha over here, Lukuli Alma Makom Ptur Hu, the space in between the Rishus Yachid and the Rishus Rabin is a Makom Ptur for everybody. So it's not really a great source. So the Gemara suggests a third possibility. Elamida Dahava Amotzi Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabin Derech Tzide Rishus Rabin. We can learn from the case where you carry something from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin through a Tzide Rishus Rabin. So Hasam Lav Afogavdi Imanachle Atzide Rishus Rabin Pater V'chimanachle Rishus Rabin Chayiv Hachinami Loshna. In the case where you carry from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin through Tzide Rishus Rabin, if you were to stop in the Tzide Rishus Rabin, what is a Tzide Rishus Rabin? A chatzer, that the fence that's open to the Rishus Rabin is Nifrat. So the place where where there used to be a mechitza has a status of Tzide Rishus Rabin. The fencing used to be has a status of Tzide Rishus Rabin. So in that case, if you were to stop it and see the Rosh Hashanah, you'd be potter. Yet by carrying it all the way out to the Rosh Hashanah, you'd be chayiv. So too over here, when you carry through a makom tor, if you were to stop in the makom tor, you'd be potter. But when you carry it all the way, you're going to be chayiv. So maska for Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks in that, ha nichol Rabban Dami see the Rosh Hashanah lav Rosh Hashanah Dami. That works very well if you assume that see the Rosh Hashanah does not have the same exact status as the Rosh Hashanah, and that's why you can bring a raya from that case. If you say that Sidur Shusam has a status of Rosh Hashanah, even in the place of the Pirtza itself, you would be Chayiv, and therefore this is not a good source. So Amar Le Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika Emor De Shamat Rav Lazar De Amar Tiv Rosh Hashanah Tiv Rosh Hashanah Dami Heicha De Leka Chipufei. When do we say that Sidur Rosh Hashanah might be like a Rosh Hashanah? That's if there are no pegs in the ground that keep the wagons from rubbing up against the wall, like the chatzar is nifrat. So the Gemara in Erevin says that in such a case, Rabbi Elazar would say that the tzidei Rosh Hashanah are considered a makom hiluch harabim, that they're a place where the rabbin might go, and therefore it has the status of Rosh Hashanah. Avol heichod ikach chipufei mishamet lei. But in a place where there are pegs that prevent the people from the Rosh Hashanah from going throughout the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, so then no one would hold that the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah has a status of Rosh Hashanah. Hilkach lahadanya, and therefore it would be a perfect case to use as an example of as a precedent for carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a makom tor. So main point number one, we said that if you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a makom tor, whether you're chayiv or not depends entirely on whether holich is ka'omedami, and whether when you're walking, each step is considered to be as if you have stopped. And we suggest three possible sources for the idea that carrying through a separate makom p'tur, carrying through a makom p'tur, you're still going to be chayiv, that the makom p'tur doesn't take away your chiyuv. Three separate sources that we suggested. Only the third one, of course, was accepted. Now, we had said in the Braisa that Ben Azay disagrees with Chamin. He holds that if you carry from Shasiyach to Rosh Hashanah through Makom Ptur, then you're going to be Potter. And we said, because he holds that Mahalich is Ka'omed, by every step you take, it's as if you have stopped, as if you have paused. So it's a new Akira, new Hanacha. So you really carry from Rosh Hashanah to Makom Ptur, and then separately from Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mod Ben Azay Bezorek. But Ben Azay would be Moda that if you throw the object through a Makom Ptur, then you're going to be Chayiv. Tanya Nami Achia, Motzi Mechanos Lepati, Derech Stav Chayiv, Ve'echra Motzi, Ve'echra Machnis, Ve'echra Zorek, Ve'echra Hamoshid. Ben Azay Omer, Hamotzi Mechanos Pater, Hamoshid Vazorek Chayiv. Ben Azay says, no, if you carry it, you're going to be Pater when you go through it, a Makom Ptur, but if you throw it, or you pass it through, then you're going to be Chayiv, because that's considered a single act, a single Akira and Hanacha, without pausing, without resting in between. So main point number two, that even Ben Azay, who says that if you walk through a Makom Ptur, you're going to be Pater, would agree that if you throw something or pass something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Makom Ptur, you're going to be Chayiv. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that goes through four different Rishuyos as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, and this is like the most fundamental thing about Hotzah and Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos for Shabbos. There are four separate areas, halachically qualified areas for Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the Carmelis, and Makom Ptur. Vezi Rosh Hashanah, what is the definition of Rosh Hashanah? If you have a hole in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, or if there's something above ground, a structure above ground that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, so we Rosh Hashanah Gemur. That is an absolute Rosh Hashanah. What is the definition of Rosh Hashanah? A highway, uplatya gedola, or a large town square, mavuos, or a mavuay, or an alleyway that's 16 amos wide, hamafalashin, that's open on both sides, to Rosh Hashanah, zu Rosh Hashanah Gemurah. That is a Rosh Hashanah, an absolute Rosh Hashanah. Ein motzim Rosh Hashanah, zu Rosh Hashanah, zu, ein machnifim Rosh Hashanah, zu Rosh Hashanah, zu, ve'im hotzi, ve'hichnis, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, and if you do, v'shogei chayich chatas, v'mezid enosh kareis, and v'niskal. If you did it b'mezid without hasra, you chayiv kares. If you did it b'mezid and you got hasra, you're chayiv skila. Aval yam ubika. But if you have a place where there's a lot of fields and are not surrounded by walls, or the ocean, or v'istavan is the makom where the merchants sit in front of the stores, Vakarmelis ain't the lo kirushas ram the lo kirushas yachid, doesn't have the status of rishus ram nor the status of rishus yachid. Vein nosin v'nosin b'tocha minatora, you're allowed to carry in it, but midrabanan you have to treat it with the chumra of rishus ram not to carry in it. Vein nosin v'nosin b'tocha potter, but if you do, you're going to be potter from any onesh because it's only nesim midrabanan. Vein motzin mitocha l'rishus ram v'lo mirishus ram l'tocha vein machnisim rishus yachid. And also you're not allowed to carry from it to a Rishos Ram or to a Rishos Yachid or vice versa, because we have to treat it with the Chumra of a Rishos Harab, of either one, of Rishos Ram or Rishos Yachid. But that's only Midur Rabbanan. Midur Raisa, it's a Makom Ptur, and therefore you'd be Potter if you actually did it. Chaseros Harabim, you have Chaseros of Batim that belong to many people, that's open up to Rishos Harabim, and a lot of houses open up into the Chaser, and the people go through that Chaser to the Rishos Harabim. Mavol She'en Mufalash, and you have alleyways that are not totally open on both ends. Irvu, so if you make an Eruv, they all join together, mutar, and then they're allowed to carry in there. But low Irvuv, they don't make an Eruv between them, assuming they're not allowed to carry there. So now we're going to explain the dinim of Makom Ptur. Adam Omer al Eskofa, a person stands by the threshold of the house, and it's 3 tefachim above ground, but it doesn't have an area of 4x4 tefachim. Notam libalabai, so he can actually take something from the guy in the Rishos Yachid. No sin lo, and he can give something to the guy in the Rishos Yachid. No tell me ani, he could also take something from the guy in the Rishos Rabin. No sin lo, and give something to the guy in the Rishos Rabin. Obavachli, he told me balabai, so no sin lo, ani, mani, no sin lo. What he can't do is take from the guy in the Rishos Yachid and pass it over to the guy in the Rishos Rabin, or vice versa. Vimnotal, vinasan, shloshton peturin. But if he does that, he can be parted, because that's only in this midrabalan, since he's halachically standing in a makom p'tur. Then the says the Gemara Achera moment, askofa mishamesha shtei rishuyos, that sometimes it's a rishos yachid and sometimes it's a rishos harabim, meaning this threshold of the house is sometimes one or the other. Bizman shapesach pesuach kilifnim, when the door of the house is open, it's considered like it's part of the house and therefore it has status of rishos yachid. Pesach no'ul kilachutz, but when the door is closed, it has the status of a rishos harabim, and it's as if it's outside the house. But certainly, if it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, then it's considered to be its own separate Rishos Yachid, but you're still not allowed to carry from the house to it on the Drabanan level, because it's its own separate Rishos Yachid. It's not part of the Rishos Yachid of the house. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up from Amar Mar, Bez Hashem next time.